Ara, it's herself that's fine too. Don't be talking. Shirksens, your story and Harry Chap, long me Harry Chap story and grass. Plethly good trout, shakes hands, dibbles a hair fork wrong with her, only her legs salic. Bollet tib just be yawning and smirking cat's hours in the pollockses. Woolly round tabour cushions, watching her sewing a dream together. The tailor's daughter stitched to her last, or while waiting for winter to fire the enchantment, decoying more nestles to fall down the flue. It's an a la valunche that blows no pussy food. If you only were there to explain the meaning, best of men, and talk to her nice of gold and silver. The lips would moisten once again, as when you drove with her to Findrony Fair. What, with reins here and ribbons there, all your hands were employed, so she never knew was she on land or at sea, or swooped through the blue like Erwinger's bride. She was flirtsome then, and she's fluttersome yet. She can second a song and adores a scandal when the last post's gone by, fond of a concertina and pears passing when she's had her 40 wings for supper, after Canacannon and Abily Dimpling, and is in her Merlin chair, assorted reading her Evening World, to see is it smarts, full lengths of swaggers, news, news, all the news, death the leopard kills fella in fez, angry scenes at Stormont, still her star with her lucky and going aways, opportunity fair with the China floods, and we hear those rosy rumours. Ding-tams he noises about, all same Harry Chap. She's seeking her way, a chickle a chuckle, in and out of their serial story, Les Loves of Selska et Pervenche, freely adapted to the Norwegians' viv. There'll be bluebells blowing in salty sepulchres the night she signs her final tear, the end. But there's a world of ways away, till track laws time. No silver ash or switches for that one, while flattering candles flare. Anastasies, how are you? Weather waste in the noblest, says Adams and Sons, the wool to pay actioneers. Her hair's as brown as ever it was, and wivy and wavy. Repose you now, Finn no more. For be that same sake sib substitute of a hooky salmon, there's already a big roddy ram lad at random on the premises of his haunt of the hungered mortals, as is told me, shop illicit, flourishing like a lord major, or a booba boy a bomb lifting plop a deadlop, a loose to lee but lifting a bend branch a yard along evo on the breezy side for show, the height of Brewster's chimney and as broad below as Phineas Barnum, humping his share of the shouters is sinking on him. He's such a grand fellow with a pocked wife and pickle that a fly fire and three lies little chinkers, two twillig bugs and one night pucelle, and ever he cursed and recursed and was ever seen doing what your four footlers saw, or he was never done seeing what your cool pigeons. No, weep the clouds upon for smile down witnesses, and that'll do now about the fairy he's and the fraily she's, though Esbit fibble it to the Sephiroth and arse to zoom it round her heavens forever. Creator he has created for his creature at once a creation, white monotoid, red theatrocrat, and all the pinker prophets coheliting. Very much so, but whoever 'twas, 'tis sure for one thing, what Sheriff Torrick voucher affords, and Mapquick makes put out, that the man, hum the cheapner-esque, overseen as we thought him, yet a worthy of the name, came at this time-coloured place where we live in our parochial firmament, one tied on another, with a bum-rush and a hull of a wherry, the twin turban drow, the bay for Dibbling, this archipelago's first visiting schooner, with a wickelow pattern, waxen wench at our prow for a figurehead, the Dead Sea dugong, up-dip dripping from his depths, and has been repeating himself like a fish-mummer these 16 years ever since, his shabby by his side, a dee and aid, growing whorish under his turban and changing cane sugar into cetulose starch. Zest to him. As also that, battened the bulky hood, he bloats about when inebilated. Our old offender was humile, commune, and insectuous from his nature, which you may gauge after the by-names were put under him in lashings of language, honine suit and praisers be, and totalisating him, even hamisome of himisham, that he sober serious he's he, and no counter he who will be ultimately responsible for the hubbub caused in Edensborough. Now, to forbear forever so little of iris trees and lily orangans concerning the genesis of Harold or Humphrey Chimpeton's occupational agnomen, we're back in the pre-surnames prodromerate period, of course, just when Eno's chalked hall traps, and discarding once for all those theories from older sources which would link him back with such pivotal ancestors as the Glues, the Gravies, the North East, the Anchors, and the Earwickers of Siddleshem in the Hundred of Manhood, or proclaim him Aufsprout of Vikings who had founded Wapentake and settled him in Herrick or Eric, the best authenticated version, the Dumlat, read the heading of Hofid Ben Ether, has it, that it was this way. We are told how in the beginning it came to pass that, like Habogen Cincinnatus, the grand old gardener was saving daylight under his redwood tree one sultry Sabbath afternoon, Hag Civitas Eve, in pre-fall paradise peace, by following his plough for rootles in the rear garden of Mobhouse, ye old marine hotel, when royalty was announced by runner to have been pleased to have halted itself on the high road, along with a leisure-loving dog-fox, had cast followed, also at walking pace by a lady pack of cocker spaniels. Forgetful of all save his vassals plain fealty to the ethnarch Humphrey or Harold, stayed not to yoke or saddle, but stumbled out hot-faced as he was, his sweatful badana loose from his pocket-coat, hasting to the forecourt of his publican topee, Sir Chingle, solar scarf and plaid, plus fours, putties and bulldog's boots, ruddle, cinnabar and flagrant mal, jingling his turnpike keys and bearing aloft amid the pike-pikes of the hunting party, a high perch atop of which a flower-pot was fixed, earth-side hoist with care. On his majesty, who was, or often feigned to be, noticeably long-sighted from green youth, and had been meaning to inquire what in effect had caused John Causeway to be thus potholed, asking substitutionally to be put wise as to whether paternoster and silver doctors were not now more fancied bait for lobster trapping, on his blunt harems frillade, answered in no uncertain tones, very similarly, with a fearless forehead, "Nary your maggers, are it just a cotchin' on ton bluggy erwiggers?" Our sailor king, who was draining a gugglet of obvious Adam ale, gift both and gorbin, upon this, ceasing to swallow, smiled most heartily beneath his walrus moustaches, and indulging that none too genial humour which William the Conk on the spindle side had inherited with the hereditary whitelock and some short-fingeredness from his great-aunt Sophie, turned towards two of his retinue of gallowglasses, Michael Etheling, Lord of Leeks and Offaly, and the Jubilee Mayor of Drogheda, Elcock, the two scatterguns being Michael M. Manning, proto-syndic of Waterford, and an Italian excellency named Jubilee, according to a later version cited by the learned scholar Canavan of Canmacnoise, in either case a triptychal religious family symbolizing puritas of doctrina, business per usuals, and the perky patch of Hamlock, when the paddish pretties grow, and remarked dizzily, "Holly bones of St. Hubert, how our red brother of poor Ingrania would audibly fume did he know that we have for Sir Trusty Bellowick a turnpiker who is by turns a pike bailer, no seldomer than an earwigger, for he kin jump ill with his court so grey, and his haunts in his house in the morning. One still hears that pebble-crested laughter, jappy-japp, cheerily-cheerily, along the roadside through the lady home Patrick planted, and still one feels the immersive silence of the cladstone, allegibbling. I've my outs, I'd burn. Comes the question, are these the facts of his non-ingenitalization as recorded and accolated in both or either of the collateral Andrew Paul Murphy narratives? Are those their fat of which we read in Sibylline between the fascinates nephas? No dung on the road, and shall Nehemiah be our place like, yep, Malkahi our king of Bulcam? We shall perhaps not so soon see, pink punks, that bale for Sikhs, a license where come sceptres with centaur stay. Bear in mind, son of Hokma, if so be you have metheg in your maidenness, this man is mountain, and unto change it doth one ascend. Heave we aside the fallacy, as Punicolus Finnican, that it was not this king himself, but his inseparable sisters, uncontrollable night-talkers, Skirtsiredzi and Doniadzi, who afterwards, when the robbers shut up the socialites, came down into the world as amusers, and were staged by Madame Sudlow as Rosa and Lily, Miss Conget, in the pantomime that two pits patintra nose, Melodris and Galathy. The great facts emerge that after that historic date, all holographs so far exhumed, initialed by Her Humphrey, bear the Celia, H.C.E., and while he was only and long and always good Duke Humphrey for the Hungerleen Spalpeens of Lucalizard and Chimbers, to his cronies it was equally certain a pleasant turn of the populace which gave him a sense of those normative letters the nickname, Here Comes Everybody. An imposing everybody he always indeed looked, constantly the same as and equal to himself, and magnificently well worthy of any and all such universalization, every time he continually surveyed, amid vociferatings, from in front of accept these few nutties and take off that white hat, relieved with stop his grog and put it in the log and loots in his basvoco boots, from good start to happy finish, the truly Catholic assemblage gathered together in that king's treehouse of satin, a lustre like above floats and footlights from their asbel velts and ox gangs unanimously to clap claw, the inspiration of his lifetime, the hits of their careers, Mr. Wallenstein, Washington, Semper Kellys, Immergreen tourers, and a command performance by special request with a courteous permission for pious purposes, the home-droned and enlivened performance of the problem passion play of the millenary, running strong since creation, a royal divorce, then near the approach towards the summit of its climax with ambitious interval band selections from the Bow Girl and the Lily, on all hosiery show command nights from his vice-regal booth, his Bozzoloner, a ceiling tear, a cuckoo spit, less eminent than the red ritual hoods of McCabe and Cullen, were a veritable Napoleon the Nth, our world stage practical joke piece and retired Celtic comedian. In his own wise, this folk's forefather of all time sat, having the entirety of his house about him, with the invariable broad stretch kerchief cooling his whole neck, nape, and shoulder blades, and in a wardrobe panel tuxedo completely thrown aback from a shirt, well entitled to swallow's wall, on every point far out starching the laundered claw hammers and marble topped high boys of the pit stalls and early amphitheatre. The piece was this: look at the lamps, the cast was thus, see under the clock, ladies' circles, cloaks may be left. Pit, Prommer, and Parterre, standing room only, habituals conspicuously emergent. A baser meaning has been read into these characters, the literal sense of which decency can safely scarcely hint. It has been blurtingly bruited by certain wisecrackers, the stinks of Maharatha in the night parts of the morning, that he suffered from a vile disease, atma unmanner them. To such a suggestion, the one self-respecting answers to affirm that there are certain statements which ought not to be, and one should like to hope to be able to add, ought not to be allowed to be made. Nor have his detractors, who, an imperfectly warm-blooded race, apparently conceive him as a great white caterpillar, capable of any and every enormity in the calendar recorded to the discredit of the Duke and Kellykeck families, mended their case by insinuating that, alternately, he lay at one time under the ludicrous imputation of annoying Welsh fusiliers in the People's Park. Hey, 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 hock, 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 fawn and floor on the leela of that little old jock. To anyone who knew and loved the Christ-likeness of the big, clean-minded giant H.C. Irwicker throughout his excellency long vice-frugal existence, the mere suggestion of him as a lust sleuth noising for trouble in a booby-track ring, particularly preposterous, truth beard on profit, compels one to add that there is said to have been quondam some case of the kind, implicating it is interdum believed, a quidum, if it did not exist, it would be necessary quoniam to invent him, about that time, stumbling around, dumbling in leaky sneakers with his tark record, would remain topantically anonymous, but let us sue him, Abdulhamish Gamelarachsky. Was, it is stated, posted at Malins at the instance of watch warriors of the Vigilance Committee, and years afterwards, cries one even greater, Ibit, a commander of the frightful, seemingly unto such as were sullen sated, chopped head, fiat fiat, waiting in the first of the month food's turn for that chop pack kabaks I could be on the old house for the charge hard rush haddocks of Hawkins Street. La, you blondie la, gob, seen you in the mark-narked place, and she's what edit our home defileth these boils. There's a capful of bash indeed in the homer of that meal. Slander, let it lie, it's flatters, has never been able to convict our good and great, and no ordinary southern Irwicker, that homogeneous man, as a pious author called him, of any graver impropriety than that, advanced by some Woodwards or regardless, who did not dare deny the shamus that they had, chinted, chintam, chin-chintafid, that day consumed their soul of the corn, of having behaved with ungentlemanly immodious opposite a pair of dainty maid-servants in the sooth of the rushy hollow, whither, or so the two grown and pinners pleaded, Dame Nature, in all innocency, had spontaneously and about the same hour of the eventide sent them both, but whose published combinations of silken lane testimonies are, where not dubiously pure, visibly divergent, as whopped from wept on minor point touching the intimate nature of this a first offence in vert or venison, which was admittedly an incautious, but at its wildest a partial exposure, with such attenuating circumstances, garden gathered, green harem, suckle and bridled girling, as an abnormal St. Swithin summer and Jesse's Ross Heron, a ripe occasion to provoke it. We can't do without them. Wives rush to the restures. Offmen will tumble while lead is the lol. Zezits arcadum, villaplege, volopluck, fickup, for flesh Nelly, Elmundonov, Zoliflen, if she's a Lilith, pull early, Paulhine, allow, and Mailer's a bush, keep back, keep back. Guiltless of much lay to him, he was clearly for once at least he clearly expressed himself as being with still a trace of his erstwhile bird, and hence it had been received of us that it is true. They tell the story, an amalgam as absorbing as calcium chlorides and hydrophobe sponges could make it, how one happy go gusty Ides of April morning, the anniversary as it fell out of his first assumption of his Mirthday suits and rights and appurtenance to the confusioning of human races, ages and ages after the alleged misdemeanor, when the tried friend of all creation, Tiger Wood Roadstaff to his day, was billowing across the wide expanse of our greatest park in his Kauschuschkeppi and Great Belt and Heidensacks and his Blaufungsfustian and Ironside Jack's boots and Bathgut gaiters and rubberized Iverness, he met a cad with a pipe. The latter, the Luciferant, not the Oriolate, who, the odds are, still better in Dagobah than the same straw bomber, carrying his overcoat under his shoulder, sheepside out, so as to look more like a comfrey gentleman and singing the pledge as gaily as you please, hardly accosted him with Kinnis ta tul in Jimmy Dinner Uzulfin. A nice how do you do in Pool Black at the time, as some of our owl days may still tremblingly recall, to ask could he tell him how much a clock it was that the clock struck, had he any idea by cock's luck, as his watch was Brady's. Hesitancy was clearly to be evitated. Execration is cleverly to be harnessed. The earwicker of that spurring instant, realizing on fundamental liberal principles the supreme importance, nexally and noxily, of physical life, the nearest help relay being Ping Ping Gay of Semi Patrick's Day in the Fenian Rising, and unwishful as he felt of being hurled into eternity right then, plugged by a soft nosed bullet from the sap, halted quick on the draw, and replying that he was feeling tipstaff, cue, produced from his gun pocket his Jorgensen shrapnel Waterbury, ours by communionism, his by as you capture, but on the same stroke, hearing above the skirling of harsh Mother East, old fox Goodman the bellmaster, over the waste of South, at work upon the 10-ton tonunt tundra's tenor toller in the speckled church, Cahoonin's call, told the inquiring kidder by Jehovah it was 12 of him sidereal and tankard time, adding but all, as he bended deeply with smoked sardinish breath, to give more ponders to the copper stick he presented, though this seems in some confusion with the chapstuck ginger, which as being of sours, acid, salt, sweets and bitters, compounded we know him to have used as chotar for bone, muscle, blood, flesh and vim vital, that whereas the hackersy accusation against had been made, what was known in high quarters as was stood stated in Morgan's post by a creature in human form who was quite beneath par and several degrees lower than your triple hydrid snake, in greater support of his word, it quaint anticipation of a famous phrase has been reconstructed out of oral style into the verbal for all time at ritual rhythmics, in Quirtry Quietude and Two Salmon Stuck from successive accounts by Noah Webster in the redaction known as the sayings attributed to H.C. Urwicker, prize on shillings, postcloths free. The flaxen gygas tapped his chronometrum, drum, drum, and now standing full erect above the ambijacent floodplain, seen of its happening with one Berlin gauntlet chopstuck in the hollow of his elbow, by ancientest single lore, his gesture meaning, pointed at an angle of 32 degrees towards the Duc de Fer's overgrown milestone as fellow to his gauge, and after a rendy present pause, averred with solemn emotions far, shake-co-comerate, me only then... Them five ones, he's equal combat. I've won straight. Hence my nationwide hotel and creamery establishments, which for the honour of our Mew Mew mutual daughters credit me, I'm woo-woo willing to take my stand, sir, upon the monument, that sign of our rural redemption, any hygienic day to this hour, and to make my hoof to my sin finners, even if I get life for it, upon the open Bible and before the great taskmasters, I lift my hat, and in the presence of the deity itself, and as well of Bishop and Mrs. Michigan of High Church of England, as of all such have said, my immediate withdwellers, and of every living so whole in every corner, wheresoever of this globe in general, which use it of my British to my backbone tongue, and commutative justice, that there is not one tittle of truth, allow me to tell you, in that purest of fifth fabrications. Gaping gill, swift to mate utters, stern to check self, diagnosing through Eustace tube that it was to make with a markedly postprurial hyperpituitary type of Heidelberg manor-like cavern ethics, left at his sloping forward, bad sweat a gore, good marrow, and Dublin notch onto it as he was greedily obliged and like a sensible ham with infinite tact in the delicate situation, seeing the touchy nature of its perilous theme, thanked him for guilders received and time of day, not a little taken aback all the time that was all the god's clock it was, and upon humbly duty to greet his tisk minister and he shall gild the gap gaper and these is a mouldy voids, went about his business, whoever it was, saluting corpses as a meter of course, one could hound him out had one heart for the monocles of scalp and dandruff droppings blazes trail, wail, accompanied by his trusty snarler and his permanent reflection, Verbi Gracious. I have met with you, bird, too late, or if not too worm and early, and with tag for idiot, repeated in his second mouth language as many of the big-timer's verbatim words which he could balbi call to memory that same Cavaldeva, the hour of the twattering of bards in the twitter-litter between Druidia and the deep-sleep sea, when super-tied in souvenir to Charlatan Mall, jointly came gently in along the quiet darkness of Grand and Royal, Fitman flush and crept a hedge, whence to many a soft tongue's pocky talk, mood answer and softer poggy hug, our Vanda always acquiescent, while studying castells and the blown and studying cowshoots over the Norren, he spat in careful convertedness, a music dispensation above his hearthstone, if you please, Irish lava, mushed a hole, but would a respectable, prominently connected fellow of Euro-European ascendance, with well-dressed ideas who knew the correct things, such as Mr. Charles Wise or Mr. Charles Willow, expectorate after such a callous fashion, no thank you, when he had his belcher spucker truck in his pocket tuck, must fed with his tockets after having supped of the dish sot and pottage, which he snobbishly dabbed peach Bombay. It's rawly only looking a puckin' pills and pie, which he knows which snee-snapped and pibered him, a supreme of excelling peas, boiled under Minishog's milk into white malt wine sour, a proviant the little bilker, horsey relish, chaffet, in the snevel season, being as fain over as your rat with fennel, and on this celebrating occasion of the happy escape for a crowning of pot valiance, this regional platter, Benjamin of Builis, with a spoilish olive to middle-pointed Zyrant, was marrying itself, porco grasso, arabesqued very deluxiously, with a bottle of Finnish brewery 98, followed for second nuptials by Pisporter Grand Coup, of both of which cherished table lights, though humble the bunker to the layman's farewell, he obdurately sniffed the cobweb-crusted corks. Arcad's bit of strife, nee Barnice Maxelton, with a quick ear for spittoons, as the aftertail hath it, glained up as usual with domestic husbandry. No persics and armelians for thee, Pomerantia, but slipping the clavener claw, broke off the matter among 111 others in our usual curtsy. How faint these first vespers womanly are, a secret pispigliando, a mad the lavery den of their manfolker. The next night nudge, one as was Hegesippus, over a cup of chee, her eyes dry and small and speech ticklish, because she appeared a funny colour, like he couldn't stood they old hens no longer, to our particular reverend, the director, whom she had been meaning in her mind primarily to speak with, Hotchintra, just a timblespoon, trusting between coupled lips and Annie Lowry promises, mission never have any scary prudden come hanover for her plecular pitchance, that the gossip so delivered in his epistolier, buried teetotally in their Irish stew, would go no further than his Jesuit's cloth, yet, in Venus Vernitas, volatiles valetotum, it was this overspoiled priest, Mr. Brown, disguised as a Vincentian, who, when seized of the facts, was overheard in a secondary personality as a Nolan, an under-reared Paul Saul by accident, if that is the incident, it was an accident, for here the Rua of Ecclesiastes of Hippo outpuffs the Ritris of Hava Banana to Pianissime, a slightly varied version of Crooked Ribs Confidentials, what Mare always said, but for Jacob Fine's sake. Hands between her hands, in fealty sworn, my braver best, my flower, and to the stains of the secret of her birth, hirshly pierced the rubient aureolum of one Philly Turnston, a lay teacher of rural signs and autophonetics, of a near stout figure, and about the middle of his 40s, during a priestly flutter for safe and sane bets at the hippic rune fields of Breezy Baldoyle on a day WW goes through the card, easily capable of remembrance by all picker-ups of events national and Dublin details, the doubles of Perkin and Pollock, Peer and Prole, when the classic encourage Hackney plate was captured by two noses in a stable-cloth finisk, eck and neck, some and none, evilo, nevilo, from the cream-cold ball Royal Cromwell after a clever gateway by Captain Chaplain Blown's Rohini St. Dalou, drummer coxon, non-depictured at breakneck odds, thanks to you great little bonny little porty little windwidger, you're all their nappies, who in his never-ripped mud and purpler cap was surely leagues unlike any other phantom weight that ever topped our timber maggies. 'Twas two pisonons tim covers, the wetter's pest, the wrens are overt, and common the vox of the turfer is hurled on our land, of the name of Treacle Tom, I was just out of pop following the theft of a leg of Kyo Donnelly and Packenham's Finnish pork, and his own blood and milk brother Frisky Shorty, who was to be exquisitely punctilious about them, but short and frisky, a tipster come off his hulks, both of them awful poor, what was out on the bum around for an off-bird game for a jimmy, a goblin, or a small thicker than a chance, While the Seafords were making the Colleen Ball to hear the passion in the motor clubber make use of his law language, Edzo Edzo on, touching the case of Mr. Adams, what was in all the Sundays about it, which he was rubbing noses with and having a gurgle off his own along of the butty bloke and the specs. The Treacle Tom, to whom reference has been made, had been absent from his usual wild and woolly haunts in the land of counties Coppelines, and for some time previous to that, he was in fact in the habit of frequenting common lodging houses, where he slept in a nude state, hail fellow with meth in a strange men's cot, but on race night, blotto after diverse tots of hell's fire, Red Biddy, Bulldog, Blue Rune and Creepy Jenny, Englandine's choicest herbage supplied with the duck and doggies, the galloping primrose, Bridget Brewster's, the cock, the postboy's horn, the little old man's and all swells that aims well, the cup and the stirrup, he sought his well-warmed Leah Babode in a housing room abide with one another at Block WW. Why didn't he back it? Pump Court, the Liberties, and what with Maltapuke on Voltapuke, resnored a coup alcoho alcoherently to the burden of I come, my horse delayed, num num, the substance of the tale of the evangelical busybody, and the Rosie Nurbeen, the girls who'd keep calling them from the collarette and skirt, the sunbonnet and carnation, in parts it seemed used before the oyots of Marattas or other whales, the thirds of fossil years, he having the hem with Katja, when Lavinas had her men's lease to see in a pump ship Dudley show, whereat he was looking for fight niggers with wild roses, oft in the chilly night, the metagonistic, the epicatalamorous, during uneasy slumber in their hearings of a small and Stonybrook's cash draper's executive, Peter Cloran, discharged, O'Mara, an expired secretary of no fixed abode, locally known as Mildew Lisa, who'd passed several nights, funnish enough, in a doorway under the blankets of homelessness on the bunk of Iceland, pillowed upon the stone of destiny colder than man's knee or woman's breast, and Hosty, no slouch for name, an ill-starred beach busker who sans rooty and sans scrapey, suspicioning as how he was setting on a toadstool on the verge of a self-abyss, most starved with melancholia over everything in general, Knight Berman, who served him with Natigal's Nano, had been tousehead tossing on a shakedown, devising ways and manners of means of what he loved to iphidalize, and somehow or other in the nation, getting a hold of some chap's parabellum in the hope of taking a wing sociable, and lighting upon a side devil wheel somewhere off the dulky down Larry and bleak rookie tram line, where he could throw true and go and blow the sibicidal napper off himself for 2 bits to bloody well ballitude in the piece and quittibus of one sure shot bottle, he, after having been trying all he knew with the lady's help of Madame Gristle for upwards of 18 calendars to get out of Sir Patrick's Duns, though Sir Humphrey's Jervis, and into the St. Kevin's bed in the Adelaide's hospitals, from these incurable Wellesleys along the incurable Wellesdays, through St. Iago by his crockle hat, good Lazar delivers, without ever having been able to jerry-wangle at any sides, Lisa O'Divas and Roach Mongan, who had so much in common, epipsychedically, if the phrase be permitted, hostis et odor and super petroperfractus, as an understood thing, slept their sleep of the swimborn in the one sweet undulant mother of tumbler bunks, with Hosty just how the shavers in the shaw, the yockles in the oats, or well the washers in the wild, and the bustling tweeny dawn of all the works, mead of anthems here we pant, had not been many jiffies furbishing pot lids, door brasses, scholars, apple cheeks, and lynx boys metal, when ash shopper minded, like no fella, he go make bacon beg for as long a white man, the rejuvenated busker, for after a good night's raven rumble and shing Sham's top morning with his coexes, he was not the same man, and his broad awake bedroom sweet, our boys as our Byron called him, were up in a shuffle from the hog's home they loved name, the barrel, cross Ebelin's chilled hamlet, three roots and restings on there, then superfetches curiously corresponding with those linear and puncta where our twopenny halfpenny metro maniplums below the Oberflake underrails the stations at this time of the riding, to the thrummings of a crew fiddle which ceremony and crononing, levy, grevy, witty and weavy, apilepy and playable, caressed the ears of the subjects of King St. Finity the festive, who in brick homes of their own and their flavoury Fraserbury beds, heeding hardly cry of honeyman, sowed lavender of funny born salmon alive, with their priggish mouths all open for the larger aspiration of this long awaited Messiah of Roratorios, were only half past ass sweep, and after a brisk pause at pawnbroking establishment for the prophetic purpose of redeeming the songster's truly admirable false teeth, and a prolonged visit to a house of calls at Cutch's Place, visit the old Scots Hotel in the parish of St. Cecilie, within the liberty of Kilmore, not 1,001 National Leagues there was by Griffith's valuation from the site of the statue of Premier at Laststone, setting a match to the march of a maker, last of the Stuarts, per death, where the tale rambles along the trio of Wackfall the Diddlers, was joined by a further intention applied tomorrow. Casual and a decent sort of the had-been variety, who'd just been touching the weekly insult, Pewit, and all the fig blabbers, who said of none, had stimulants in the shape of ghee, and ghee stood by the damn decent sort, after which stag lunch and a few ones just to celebrate yesterday, flush with her fire fuster first friendship, the rascals came out of the licence premises. Brown's first, the small PS executive cap handled their sad rear like a lady's postscript, "I want money, please." Then, wiping their laugh-leaking lips on their sleeves, how the Buccaline shout their Ross congenerally, Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin's our own, and the rhymer's world was with reason the richer for a would-be ballad, to the ballader of which the world of community singing owes a tribute for having placed on the planet's mellow map his lay of the vilest bog ire, but most attractionable avatar the world has ever had to explain for. This, more keenly Lubin or fellows, leader was first poured forth, where Rio Liviao riots and called the Hudo humps, under the shadow of the monument of the should-have-been-again legislature, Eleutheridendron, spare woodman, spare, to an overflow meeting of all the nations in Leinster, fully filling the visional area, and as a single-minded supercrowd easily representative, what with masks, wet with faces of all sections and cross-sections, wine shop and cocoa house poured out to brim up the broaching of our Liffyside people, to omit to mention of the mainland minority, and as such as had wayfared via Watling, Erin, Icknield and Stain, in chief a halted Cockney Garbutt, a squattle of Hardsmith hacks, a northern Tory, a southern Whig, an East Anglian chronicler, and a land west of Guardian, ranging from slips of a young Dublinos from Cutpurse Row, having nothing better to do than walk about with their hands in their knee pants, sucking air whackers, wee delicia, jumbo bricks, side by side with truant officers, these woolen balls and poplin in search of a crust of pawn to busy professional gentlemen, a brace of palesmen with dun drearies nooning towards daily, fresh from snipes hitting and mallard missing on Rutland Heat, exchanging cold sneers, mask going ladies from Home Street in their chairs, their bearers baited some wandering hammerlegs out of adjacent clover fields of Moss's garden, an oblate father from Skinner's Alley, brick layers of flaming and tapping fumant, with spouse and dog and age hammersmith with some chisels by the hand, a bout of cudgel players, not a few sheep at the Braxy, two blue coat scholars, four broke gents out of Simpson's on the Rocks, a portly in a perch still tassing turkey coffee and orange shrub and tickety eyes doors, Peter Pym and Paul Fry, and then Elliot and oh, Atkinson, suffering hell's delights from the blains of their and Ewan's acorns, not forgetting a juice of Deanna's ready for the hunt, a particular prebendary pondering on the Roman Easter, the tonsure question on Greek unions, plunk him a lace lappet head or two or three or four from a window, and so on down to a few good old souls who, as they were juiced about taking their pledge over at the uncle's place, were evidently under the spell of liquor from the wake of Tarry the Tailor, a fair girl, a jolly postboy thinking of three flagons in one, a plumber droll, a half sir from the Weaver's Almshouse who clings and clings, and chat, chat, chat clings to her. A whole damn cloud-hued petticoat as child, as curiolator as Cutch O'Leary. The war went round, so it did, a nation once agaze, and the ballot in the filibrine trancoped meter affectioned by Tio Chabo in his causadas de Pulcinello Artahoot. Stump paid it onto a slip of a blankovide, and headed by an excessively rough and red woodcut, privately printed at the rhyme press of Delville, soon fluttered its secret on white highway and brown byway to the rose of the winds and the blue of the gales, from archway to lattice and from black hand to pink ear, village crying to village through the five pussyfours green of the United States of Scotia Picta, and he who denies it, may his hairs be rubbed in dirt, to the added strains so peaceful of His Majesty the Flute, that one crooned king of instruments, Piggott's purest Cielo al Soluto, which Mr. Delacy, horn anticipating a perfect downpour of plaudits among the rhapsods, piped out of his decent sort hat, looking still more like his Percival namesake, as men of Gaul noted, but before off to sprit about the snowy crested curl amidst the leader's wild and molting hair, Dr. Hitchcock hoisted his fezzy fuzz at bludgeon's height, signum to his companions of the chalice of the loud fellow, boys, and silentium and courier, our maypole ones, more where he rose of old, and the canto was chanted there, chorused and christened, whereby the old tall gate, Saint Anona Street and Church. And round the lawn the ran it ran, and this is the ran that hosty made, spoken boils and cattle, skerrets and pritchards, versified and piercified, may the treath we tale of livin' stony. Here line the refrains of some vote him vike, some mote him mike, some dub him line and pine, while others hail him lug, bug, dan, lop, lex, lax, gun, or grind. Some apt him art, some bapt him bart, cull, null, sull, will, wheel, wall, but I parse him, Purse O'Reilly, else he's called no name at all. Together, are leave it to hosty, frosty, hosty, leave it to hosty, for he's the man to rhyme the ran, the ran, the ran, the king of all rans. Have you here some ha, have we where some hunt, have you heard it, others do, have we wear it, others don't, it's cunning, it's brumming, the clip, the clop, a clas, crash, the Click a clack a clack a clack a papats clats shabababat a crappy crotty crat a salmon a hunt apple a bloody apple de prong cot. Arditi, arditi, music cue. Have you heard of what Humpty Dumpty, how he fell with a roll and a rumble, and curled up like Lord Olaf a crumble by the butt of the magazine wall, of the magazine wall? Hump, helmet and all. He was one time our king of the castle. Now he's kicked about like rotten old parsnip, and from Green Street he'll be sent by order of his worship to the penal jail of Mountjoy, to the penal jail of Mountjoy, jail him and joy. He was the father of all schemes for to bother us, slow coaches and immaculate contraceptives for the populace, mare's milk for the sick, 7 dry Sundays a week, open air love and religion's reform, hideous in form. Why, says you, couldn't he manage it? I'll go bail my fine dairyman darling, like the bumping bulls of the Cassidys. All your butter's in your horns. His butter's in his horns. Butter his horns. Hurrah there, hosty frosty, hosty change the shirt. Donny rhyme, the ran, the king of all rams. Balbaccio, balbuccio. We cha-cha-cha-chops, chairs, chewing gum, the chicken pox and china chambers universally provided by this soap-soaping salesman. Small wonder he'll eat, cheat heroin, our local lad nicknamed him, when Chibden first took the floor, with his book stopped shore, down bargain way lore. So snug he was in his hotel premises sumptuous, but soon we'll bonfire all his trash tricks and trumpery, and tis short till Sheriff Clancy be winding up his unlimited company, with the bailiff's boom at the door, bim bam at the door, then he'll bum no more. Sweet lad, bad luck on the waves washed to our island, the hooker of that hammer-fast Viking, and Gaul's curse on the day when Eblana Bay saw his black-and-tan man-o-war, saw his man-o-war on the harbour bar. Where from? Roars, pool bag, coconut, pens, he balls, Donimwa, Scampital, Wicca, Whiff, and Famphany, Fingal, Mock, Oscar, One Side, Bargears, Boniface, Tuckmin, Gamel, Hole, Norvig, Kickers, Moniker, August, I are at a Gamel Horse, Norvig, Kickers, Cod, a Norwegian Camel, Old Cod, he is begod. Lift it, host, he lifted ye devil, ye, up with the rhyming ran. It was during some freshwater garden pumping, or according to the nursing mirror while admiring the monkeys, that our heavyweight Heaton Humphrey made bold a male to woo. What'll she do? The general lost her maiden loo. He ought to blush for himself, the old hay-headed philosopher, for to go and shove himself that way on top of her. Begob, he's the crux of the catalogue of our antediluvial zoo. Mrs. Billing and Coo, Noah's Lark's good as new. He was jolted by Wellington's monument, our notorious hippopotamus, when some bugger let down the backtrap of the omnibus, and he caught his death of the fusiliers, when his rent in his rear, give him 6 years, with his rent in his rears, give him 6 years. 'Tis sore pity for his innocent poor children, but look out for his missus legitimate. When that frew gets a grip of old earwicker, won't there be earwigs on the green, big earwigs on the green, the largest ever you seen. Sophocles, Shakespeare, Pseudodanto, Anonymous. Then we'll have a free trade Gales band and mass meeting for to sod the brave son of Scandinavery, and we'll bury him down in Oxmanstown, along with the devil and Danes, with the deaf and dumb Danes, and all their remains, and not all their king's men nor his horses will resurrect his corpus, for there's no true spell in Connacht or hell that's able to raise Cain. For there's no true spell in Connacht or hell that's able to raise Cain. Chessy, Snetsen, Corpo di Baraggio, you spoof visibility in a freak fog of mixed sex cases among goats, Hillcat and Plain Mousy, Bigamy Bob and his old Shanvacht, the Blackfriars treacle plaster outrage belittle. Derwith was released in that Kingsrick of Humidia, a poisoning volume of cloud barrage indeed, yet all they who heard or redelivered are now with that family of bards and Virgo Brettas himself and the crowd of Carculacitors, as much no more as they not yet now, or had they then not ever been, can be in some future. We shall presently hear amid these zouave players of Inkerman, the mime mumming, the Mick and his Nick miming their Maggies, Hilton Saint-Just, Mr. Frank Smith, Yvain Saint-Austell, Mr. J.F. Jones, Coolman of Lucan taking four parts, a choir of the O'Daly O'Doyles double-sixing the chorus in Fen McCall and the Seven Fairies of Loch Neck, Galloper Troppler and the Harlequins, the zither of the past with his merry man, all zim zim, of the Persian sins, this area wigala saga, which zr readable to int from in, is from tub to bottom, all false tissues, anti-libellous and non-actionable, and this applies to its whole holum of poor Osti Fosti, described as quite a musical genius in a small way, and the owner of an exceedingly nice ear, with tenorist voice to match, not alone, but a very major poet of the poorly meritory order, he began Junosonian, but worked his passage up as far as the we all hang together Animandavites. No one end is known. If they whistled him before he'd curtains up, they are whistling him still after his curtain dooms doom. Aifu, his husband, poor old Ahara, Okarov, crestfallen by things and down at heels at the time, they squeak, accepted that Zanush, Ardi's shilling at the conclusion of the Crimean War, and having flown his wild geese, alone in crowds to wander on like Shuli Looney, enlisted in Tyrone's horse, the Irish whites, and soldiered a bit with Woolsey, under the assumed name of Blanco Fuzilovna Buklovich, spurious, after which the corps in the marble halls of Pump Court Columbarium, the home of the old sea kings, looked upon each other and quet their haven evermore, for it transpires that on the other side of the water it came about that on the field of Azilef's Cornix inauspiciously, with his unit he perished, saying, this papal leafless to old chap give, Rawl Cholates from Mouther and Louth, Boyle. Poor dear old Paul Horan, to satisfy his literary as well as his criminal aspirations, at the suggestion thrown out by the doomster in loquacity lunacy, so says the Dublin intelligence, was thrown into a Ridley's for inmates in the northern counties. Under the name of O'Rani, he may have been the utility man of the troop capable of sustaining long parts at short notice. He was. Sordid Sam, a dour decent de Blancer, the unwashed, haunted always by his ham, the unwished at a word from Israfel, the summoner, passed away painlessly after life's ups and downs, one Halloween night, Eberus, and in the state of nature propelled from behind into the great beyond by foot blows, Coolin clouted upon his oysters, and Atlas on behanged and behooved and behicked, and behulked on his last fish and blood bed scrapers, a Northwegian and his mate of the she-wolving class. Though the last straw glimpsed his bearing, this stage tunkard is said, the pitfall and gagged him prompt boxer, to have solemnly said, as had the brief tot but fell until his head, like a bass drop neck fussed until a bung crate, cogged, Me drames, O Lachlan's, has come through. Now let the centuple kelves of my Ergurge, as Mickle de Cusack calls them, of all those I and my hereinafter, of course, by recourse to mission me, by the coincidence of their contraries, remalgamerge in that identity of undiscernibles, where the Baxters and the Fleshmans may they cease to be divalents. And, but at this point, though the iron thrust of his cockspurt start might have prepared us, we are well-nigh stink-potted by the mustard punge in the tail-end, this out-and-down brown candlestock melt Nolan's into Pesce. Hanvar! Disliking as he was to Druro drama, her wife Langley the prophet, and a decent dozen short of a fusker whoever stuck a spickle through his spoke, disappeared, in which to doing he had taken all the French leaves unveilable out of the Calman Quiller's pravities, from the south face of this earth, that austral plain he had transmarried himself to, so entirely spoilessly, the mother of the brook with the dust-whist tabula raising his obliteration done upon her involucrum, as to tickle the speculative to all but opine, since the levy who might have been Langley may have really been a revidividus of paganism or a volunteer of Wisden, that the hobo, who possessed a large amount of the humoresque, had transtuled his funnister's lady tat to its finsternest interimost. Be she. Again, if Father Son Brown, tea and toaster to that quaintiest of yarn spinners, is Padre Don Bruno, Troy and Troster to the Queen of Irish Spain, was the Reverend, the solitary director, the eupeptic vice-flayer, a bare-faced Carmelite, to whose palpitating pulpit, which of us but remembers the rarevelant and honourable Frater Mr. Nowland Moore and Brown, sinning society sirens, see the Roman Catholic Prespasim, fortunately became so enthusiastically attached and was objectionable as, who every occasionally cockaded a raffles ticket on his hat, which he wore all to one side like the hangle of his pan, if her elegance saw him she'd have the canary, and was semi-privately convicted of malpractices with his hot-washed table-knife glossing over the cark in his pocket, that same snob of the Dunhill, fully several yearsharms riper, encountered by the general on that red-letter morning of May noon Jove's day, and were they? Fuit, fuit. When Fishlin Phil once throws his lips, 'tis folly to be fortune flaunting, and whoever's gone to Mix Hotel by the Salt Say Water, there's next to nothing we can do, for he's never again to see. It is nevertheless an autodidact fact of the commonest, that the shape of the average human cloudy fizz, where his swallow has long days faded, frequently altered its ego with the passing of the showers, not original, whence it is a slopperish matter, given the wet and low visibility, since in this Sherzad is of 1,001 nightingnesses, that sword of certainty which would identify the body never falls. Two, identifying the individual in scratch wigs, square cut stock levelers, regattable oxter, baggy pants and shufflers. He's often alluded to as Sly Patrick, the illid in the lane, with already an incipient lust in the direction of area boldness. One is continually first meeting with odd sorts of others at all sorts of ages, who was asked by free board school shirkers in drench coats overall, Will, Con and Otto, to tell them Overgate, Volpov and Dev, that fisherbed ghost story of the hardly credible adventures of the haberdasher, the two kerchies and the three ankle chums in their bearskin goats, girlies and jongers, but he has changed Aloxan Torkel's time, Yada, Tra, Gathery Pimp, Chesses, Shosophet, Ocked the Boko, Nine, those many warts, those slummy patches, half-sinister wrinkles, what has ever come to face on whole broader A, and Shrine of Mount Moosavers, the large funga park he has grown, drink. Sports a common thing, it was the Lord's own day for damp, to wait for postponed regatta, eventualizing in knot of battlecock, Shettledore, Yuxtamari only, and at the request for a fully armed explanation was put, in lieu of Pat, to the Porty, a native of the Sister Isle, Meadman or Meccan, by his brogue, X-race eyes, local colour and local odour, which are said to have been average clown Turkish, though the capel is voiced nasal liquids, and the way he sneezed at Z's, hauled us back to the crags and burns of the Silurian Ordoviches, who, the lesser pilgrimage accomplished, has made Pats and Pigs, older insult, the Souter Sea's bluffs of the stranger stepshore, a regifugium persecutorum, hence hindquarters, as he paused at Evenshire for some or so minutes, hit the pipe, Danny boy, time to one, barman, I'll take 10 to win, amid the devil's own doldrum, apple by her blossom window, and Charlotte at her toss panamancy, his sole admirers, his only tears in store for a fragrant culibush, during the weekend pastime of executing with Annie Oakley deadlines, the consummatory pairs of provocatives, of which remain provokingly but two, the ones he fell for, Lily and Tutu, Corkum, empties which not yet very long before contained Reed's family. You rued that before, Soakey, but all the bottles in Sodom history will not soften your blood of thirst. Stout, having reprimed his repeater and reisteroomed his timepiece, his reverences, with still a life or two to spare for the space of his occupancy of a world at a time, rose to his feet and there, far from Tollachheim, in a quiet English garden, commonplace, since known as Whittington Wild, his simple intents of curlant vocality, my dear brothers, my most dear brothers, as he, so is a supper, as is a sipper, sprake of one and told of the compassionate, called up before the triad of precoxious scare-makers, score-taking, spegulo me helpless, al mal bellu, mi credes que vi estes prava, viadote las visago, respondas fraulino, the now to usher mythical habiliments of our far-far and Arthur of Ardoin. Television kills telephony in brothers' broil. Our eyes demand their turn. Let them be seen, and wolf-bone balefires blaze the trailmost, if only that Mary Nothing may burst her Bibi Bakshi when they set fire that she's got to glow, so we may stand some chances of warming to what every circabatcher tum or hum would like to know. The first Humphrey's latitudinous braver with puggery behind, Calaboose belongs, Big Boss belong, Kang the Tall, his fur-in-hand bow, his elbow room surtout, the refaced unmansionables of ginger-iron hue, the state slate umbrella, his gruff woolsey-welsey with the fin-drin knops, and the gauntlet upon the hand which in an hour not for him solely evil had struck down the might he might have been, D'Estaire, of whom his nation seemed almost already to be about to have need, then stealing his thunder, but in the befitting legomena of the smaller country, probable words possibly said of field family gleaming, a bit duskish and favoured with a smile, seen as all his thoughts consisted chiefly of the cheerio, he aptly sketched for our soon-to-be second parent, second to see, weeby, the touching scene, the solence of that stilling. Here one night a fin fell, boomster rombombonant. It seems like a landscape from Wildu Picturesque, or some scene or some dim arras, dumb as mum's mutinous. This mimage of the 777 cousin of Christensen is audible to us across the wineless ear, no odour, nor mere airy, nor less potent of suggestion than in the tales of the Thing Mount, prigged.